Check 1, 2. Ladies and gentlemen, I am back. I'm so glad to be on the microphone. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique challenges and experiences, and this is the place to discuss it. This is an adult informational podcast for a mature audience. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute any medical or professional advice. I am so ready to start the show. If you know, and as you know, we had a fabulous, fabulous event weekend that just passed. And I just want to give you guys a little bit of information about the party that we threw, about the meet and greet, about the pool party, about the main event on Saturday. And I'm going to throw a little funny story in there, a little communication story, okay? I'm going to advise some of the fellas how I maneuvered through a little bit of a sticky situation. Okay, me and my road dog, if you don't know who my road dog is, my boy Tony T. Mosley. Sometimes he gets me into trouble. Sometimes I get him into trouble. Sometimes we get each other into trouble. But mainly this particular time, I got myself into a little bit of trouble. But I'm going to hit you with that story. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the event. This is just a little quick half-hour podcast, so I hope I can squeeze everything in. And if I can't, I'll do a little two-parter. But I wanted to get this information out, you know. I just want to let you guys know that, man, I have got such good feedback from last weekend's events. You know, I had some people come in from Utah and said it was the best party they'd ever been to. I've had tons and tons of people say, hey, man, I'm so glad that we're throwing parties again and people can get together. No negative feedback. Everybody really had a good time and it was a really positive experience. And, man, I can't wait to do it again. I'm so pleased. We had so much fun. Now, putting these things together are a little bit of work. And I'm going to tell you a quick story. We've been throwing parties since, I don't know, 2010, 2011. But mainly, my wife has been the party thrower. And, you know, she handles all the coordination of the party, the venue, the food, the everything. And I just kind of show up and say I'm a host. Well, this particular time, we had a little bit of a scheduling conflict. My wife had an event going in the same hotel that I had had the event going, two separate events. My wife had a company function in Planet Hollywood, and I also had our swingers event in Planet Hollywood. Separate parts of the hotel. The people weren't really running into each other, but my wife didn't really have time to put things together for me like she normally does. So I had to take the reins of the ship and kind of run it myself this time. And I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of work. I didn't know how much work my wife puts in to throwing parties. So finally, I had to do it all myself. And I'll tell you what, it was pretty challenging, but we did have a good time. Everything came together, and we had fun. So, we checked into Planet Hollywood on the Strip on the 20th, and we checked out on the 27th. So, we were there for 7 full days. None of the events really kicked off till the 24th, but my wife had her thing going on. I think that started on the 22nd. So anytime we get a chance to, we live south of the city. So anytime we get a chance to have a little staycation, we take advantage. So we didn't have a problem with staying at the hotel for a whole week. We live south of the city. So I did have to travel back and forth a couple times to take care of the dog. My son also traveled back and forth a few times to take care of the dog, but we made it happen. We made it happen. It was good times had by all. But I'm going to tell you how this all got started. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of a funny story. It was a little bit hectic at first, but we got it all worked out. And this is a little story for the fellas where I'm going to tell you communication is always going to be the key. So let me tell you how this jumped off. Before I get into that, if anybody would like to get a hold of us, weswinglv@gmail.com is our email address. If you would like to be in our Facebook group, you can see a bunch of pictures from the meet and greet and a few party pics and the pool party pics. You can go on to Facebook. You can friend either my wife or I. EARLBOLDEN, Earl Bolden. Earl is my middle name. My first name is Damon. I had to use my middle name because my other account got deleted. I'm not going to really go into that, but nonetheless, that's how you get a hold of me. Friend me or friend my lovely wife, Gail Bolden, BOLDEN, and we can add you to the Facebook group. Or if you know somebody who's in the Facebook group, just have them add you. We would love to have you. Also, we have a more of a racy group on MeWe. We Swing LV on MeWe. If you contact me and you have a MeWe account, I can add you to our or send you a message so that you can join our MeWe group. And that way you get to see some racier pics of some of our lovely females, and you even see some of our males who like to get down, how they get down, and you can just see how the group gets down. It's a lot of fun, and we're not stuck by the rules of Facebook, because as I've mentioned several times on the podcast, I've been banned for something they thought I posted was inappropriate, even though I thought I was following the rules. I was really nervous because right before the event, I got a message that I was going to be banned again. That didn't happen, but it's probably coming down the pipe. So I don't know what to say. I can't, for some reason, I can't stay out of the doghouse when it comes to Facebook, but it is what it is. So anyway, let me get into this story a little bit. Prior to the events kicking off, I had added a lovely, lovely lady from the Phoenix area. Her name's Annette. She's in the group, so I don't have a problem with throwing out her name. A lot of people in the group met her. If you came to any of the events, you got to see her. And she's a beautiful, beautiful soul. Very pretty young lady, great personality. And we really, really have fun. So prior to the event, her and I had been talking a little bit, and she was going to come in on Wednesday, a day early before the events had started. And we were kind of having some banter back and forth, and I was like, well, if you're coming on Wednesday, you know I want to be first, right? We had this little running joke that I was going to be the first to have the opportunity to be with her. And it was really, really playful. And we had some good times. So what she said was, she said, well, I'm going to check in Wednesday afternoon. I'm going to go to the little liquor store, get some things for my room that I want to have to drink and to get myself relaxed and have a good time for the weekend. And then you can come through. And I said, bet, that sounds great. So, in the meantime, my boy T. Mosley, that's my road dog. You've heard many, many, many times. You've heard me talk about him. And that's my boy. We run together. We get into trouble together. We laugh together. We die together. That's my boy. So, when it comes to the swing community, if there's anything going on, gangbang, couples, two-on-one, anything like that, if I'm involved, 9 times out of 10, he's involved too. So my man had also been talking to this lovely lady, Annette, from the Phoenix area, and he also kind of wanted to try to be first, but I felt like I had it nailed down. And the running joke was we were going to do rock, paper, scissors. to see who got the chance to be with this lovely, lovely lady prior to the event. And if you've seen the pictures either in Facebook or on MeWe, you know why we were jockeying to have some play fun with this lovely and talented young gal. So anyway, let me get into the meat of the story. So on that Wednesday evening, after she had checked in and got herself settled, she had sent a message, "Hey, I'm in my room. Do you want to come down?" Now, remember, I said that prior to the beginning of this story that my wife was also having an event in another part of the hotel, and they were having like a welcome reception, and my wife was like, "Well, please come up and meet some of the people." So I was busy. I had to do that. I had to go and handle that part of the business. I keep this swing part and our regular businesses obviously separate. So I was not available at the time when Annette had contacted me, and I was off doing that. So, you know, rock, paper, scissors, my boy Tone was like, "Oh, well, I'll roll through." Cause I guess they had been talking. She said she couldn't get a hold of me. And he was like, "Well, I'm coming to the hotel anyway," because he wanted to check out the party suite. He was going to drop off the ice for the suite and a couple other things. So needless to say, he jumped in and I missed out a little bit. So with that said, when we got done with the welcome reception for my wife's event, we went back to the room, and T. Mosley contacted me and he said, "Hey, I'll meet you." This was earlier. He said, "I'll meet you in the party suite, or I'll meet you at the doors of the party suite so I could get a key from you so I could start dropping off stuff, the ice and everything for later on in the week for the events." He had a couple coolers and he was going to drop some ice off. And I said, "Bet." So I get a message from him. He was like, "Hey, I'm here. Why don't you bring me the key?" And I said, "Sure." So I tell my wife, "Hey, I'm going to go run Tony the key." So when I shoot him a text, I said, "Hey, I'm going down to the party suite to drop you off the key." He says, "No, I'm down in Annette's room. Come down here." I was like, "Oh, okay, bet." So I head down to her room, knock on the door. He opens the door, or she opens the door, and you could clearly tell they had been playing. And she was even prettier than her pictures. And I was like, "What? I hope I get to get one in." You know what I'm saying? So we talked a little bit, and T had another event. Something he had to do after that. Some other people were coming into town. I don't know if he had to pick them up at the airport or go meet them, or they were going to have dinner, whatever. So he gets cleaned up, puts his clothes on. And I'm talking to Annette, and she's like, "Well, you jumping in or what?" Absolutely. Was I going to say no? Of course I wasn't going to say no. I'm like, "I'm here. Let's have some fun." So I give my boy Tone the key, and he leaves. And me and her get into it. She gets cleaned up, me and her get into it, and we're having a hell of a time. So about 40 minutes in, we're done. We're laying on the bed and we're chatting. We're getting to know each other because I don't know her. This is the first time I ever met her. She came in from out of town, and we're laying on the bed and we're just talking. And then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Knock on the door, beating on the door like the police. I'm like, "Who in the hell is beating on the door like that?" So we thought maybe Tone had left something. Boom, 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 boom. Knock on the door again. I'm like, "This is ridiculous. You don't have to beat on the door that hard. You know we in here. Text me or knock on the door lightly. It ain't like we sleep." It was 7:30, 8 o'clock in the evening. So I slip some pants on. No shoes, no shirt. I open up the door, and there stands my wife. And I'm like, "Baby, why are you beating on the door like the police?" And she says, "You lied to me." Oh, shit. I'm like, "What's going on?" And she's being kind of loud. And I'm like, "Well, what did I lie about? What's going on?" So I step out into the hall, no shoes, pair of pants, no shirt. I'm like, what's happening? She said to me, you told me you were going to the suite to drop Tony the key. And I come to find you down here playing. She says, you didn't tell me you were coming down to play. We have a rule. The rule is, if I am going to play, no matter who it is or where it is, I have to tell her first. Why do we have that rule? So that there's never any surprises. You never want to be someplace with your wife holding hands and some woman run up to you and be like, oh yeah, I'm so happy to meet your wife. You know, I was with your husband yesterday and my wife don't know anything about it. That would be a real problem. So in order for that never to happen, we have a rule that if I'm going to play, I tell her first who and where and what time, so that she's always knows what's going on. So in the event, if that ever comes up, my wife says, oh yeah, he told me all about you, and this was the day you guys play. You know what I mean? It circumvents the problem. It puts a squash on somebody if they want to try to be vindictive. Because my wife will be like, you know what? I know all about you. It was Tuesday. It was at this time, and he told me he was going to play with you. It shuts everything down. See what I'm saying? So that's a, fellas, that's a good rule to have. Okay, but obviously we had a little bit of a communication, and I'm going to tell you, my wife was not happy. I'm standing out in the hall with the door closed. My wife is raising her voice, and poor Annette is in the room like, oh shit, it's some madness about to jump off, because she doesn't know us. She was new. This was her first time being a part of our group. She had never met me. She had never met my wife. She had just met Tone. So this was kind of a oh shit situation. But we're mature adults, okay? And I'm always going to handle my business in a professional manner. So I said, baby, first of all, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you I was going to play. My little head took over for my big head when I seen this beautiful lady, and I jumped right in, and I did not communicate to her that I was going to go play. She was under the impression that I was just going to drop the key off to Tone, and she was trying to get a hold of me for something. We had something else going on, and she was trying to get a hold of me. She couldn't get a hold of me. Here's where the story gets a little bit sticky. So she leaves our suite, my wife, and walks down to the party suite, and Tone is down there. And she asks Tone, where's my husband? I need to get a hold of him. And Tone says, I don't know. And she's like, well, you got a key. You just saw him. Where was he when he gave you the key? And he was like, now my wife's starting to get mad. Because he's humming around a little bit. She don't really like that. She's like, where is my husband? And he said, well, he's down in Annette's suite. And she says, what's the suite number? And he says, I don't want to throw my boy under the bus. Let me tell you something right now about couples, and especially about my wife. If my wife asks you where I am, tell her. Tell her. Okay? Don't say I don't want to throw my boy under the bus, because that gives her the impression that I'm doing something shady. Just tell her. So now she's hot. That's why she came down beating on the door. He didn't have to tell her what the suite number was, because my wife is the one who booked Annette's room for her. Okay, we invited her. My wife had some extra rooms. We had booked a whole block of rooms for my event, and she booked her room. So my wife goes up to our suite, looks on the list, sees what room she books Annette in, comes down to the room. Now you're all caught up. That's why she's beating on the door. When I opened up the door, she is hot. Why are you down here playing and didn't tell me you was playing? That is disrespectful. You lied to me. You told me you were going to take Tony the key. Okay. I did take Tony the key. He wasn't at the suite. He was down here. I got a little bit excited because this woman is gorgeous. I should have texted you and said I was going to be down here. And I apologize. She was still pretty hot. But fellas, communication is the key. So what did I do? I don't ramble. I don't stutter. I don't get mad because she's yelling in the hallway and I ain't got no clothes on. I says, I apologize for the miscommunication. I went to take Tone the key at the suite, but he was down in Annette's room playing. I went down to Annette's room, saw how lovely she was. My little head took over for the big head. She asked me, did I want to jump in? Tone left. And of course, it's a play weekend. Of course I want to play. So I start playing. I'm not thinking about anything else but playing. So I said, okay, baby, I'm sorry. This is all on me. Let's make this right. First things first. So that this young lady doesn't think that you're going to bust in here trying to kill somebody, come on in the suite. Introduce yourself. Let me explain the situation to her. And let's move forward. My wife has a level head. She looks at me with that, boy, I'm pretty mad at you right now. But she's level headed. I knock on the door. Annette opens the door. We come into the suite. I introduce her to my lovely wife. I explain to Annette what happened. I explain to Annette why my wife was mad. I also explain to Annette and my wife that this was completely my fault. I got sidetracked. I was supposed to be doing one thing, ended up doing something else. My wife had no problems with Annette whatsoever. She was like, it's nice to meet you. My husband made me a little bit upset because he's doing something that we have a rule that he's not supposed to do, and I will deal with him. Problem solved. We left the suite, left her suite, went back upstairs to our suite. My wife for about 15 minutes was still giving me a little stink eye. Then we had a little laugh about it. It was all over. Problem solved. Communication is the key. So if I can tell, fellas, if I can tell you anything, handle your business. Communicate. Okay? Don't beat around the bush. Always be honest. You will never have a problem. And that was the end of it. Okay, I think my wife was still a little hot at Tone for about a day, but she squashed that too. Okay, so sometimes in the swing community, feathers can get ruffled, but keep a level head. Keep a level head, be honest, communicate, and you will never have any problem. With that said, the meet and greet, if you saw the pictures on Facebook or on MeWe, was fabulous. What a turnout of amazing people. We had so many beautiful women at our meet and greet, at the pool party, at the main party, that I can't say how pleased I was for the turnout, for everybody had a good time. I've got nothing but good feedback. People are already asking when you're going to throw another one. You know, people were cooped up from COVID last year, and everyone just seemed to have a good time no matter what we did. The meet and greet was fabulous. The pool party was fabulous. We had a cabana. Everybody put their stuff away, got in the water, drank and laughed and talked. And Saturday's main event was amazing. I've been getting feedback ever since the main event, people saying, I really had a good time. It was the best party I've been to. One of the ladies who came in from Utah was like, that was the best swing party I've ever been to. She had been in the lifestyle for about 7 years. So all in all, we had a wonderful time. Somebody did hit me up today and asked if I had any picks from the party, play picks from the party, and I don't. I've had some from previous parties. I've had play picks, asked people's permission, obviously, but I didn't really want to do that. You know, people have lives and families and other things, and you never know. You post a play pick and maybe on MeWe, and you happen to see somebody's face, and then they screenshot it, and then it goes out on the internet, and people got families and jobs and things going on. So I don't post play picks anymore. There are picks of people fully clothed that were at the final event on Saturday. There's pictures of people at the pool party. There's pictures of people at the meet and greet, but there are not pictures of people actually playing. I didn't take enough pictures this time, obviously. But there's no pictures of people playing because, yeah, you know, with this cancel culture that we're in, let's just stay away from that and keep that to ourselves. And even if I did have some play picks, I would never post them. I would keep that in our group file on my phone. I transfer that to a little USB hard drive and for never to be seen, you know, or if somebody who I took a picture of somebody and they wanted that pic, then I would send it to them. And if they want to post it, that's fine. But for everyone's safety involved, I don't post play pics anymore. So I'm sorry if you wanted to see some of those racy pics on MeWe. Unfortunately, I don't have any. But there'll be more parties to come, and we'll see how we can handle that. But if you really want to see people in their birthday suit getting down, come to the party. That's the way. You might not get any pictures, but if you want to see it firsthand, come to the party. The next party we have, come to the party. So I just want to let everybody know how fabulous the event was. The meet and greet, the pool party, the main event. Everyone had a wonderful time. We had food. We had drinks. We had a cabana. We just had good time. I mean, everybody was smiling and laughing and talking. A lot of people said that everybody in the group was so friendly and made them feel so welcome. And that's what this is all about. It's not just about the fucking. You think it is. Sometimes we want it to be. But it's really, we're just a social group like any other group. We're a social group. We like to travel together. We like to party together. We like to hang out together. We like to do barbecues together. We like to do stuff together. We're a niche group. We're an interracial group. Even though all are welcome, we are an interracial group, a niche group that likes to get together and socialize with each other. And along with that socializing, we like to play. And that's all it is. You know, we keep it simple. So with that said, I kind of throw a little story in there, kind of let you know how things kicked off. It was a little hairy on Wednesday, but it all worked out. Thursday, we had a good time meet and greet. Friday, we had a fabulous time at the pool. And Saturday's main event was awesome. I just can't even stop talking about it, how much fun we had. And I can't wait to put something together again. Now, you know, I'm going to say this. Usually, my wife puts all this together, and I just show up. But because she had an event as well, I had to put all this together myself, basically. Man, I want to commend my wife. It's a lot of work. It was a lot of work. I was always on the phone, taking phone calls and messages and texts and instant messages and letting people know what time and where it is and did they pay and who's on the list. And it was usually I just show up and play and have a good time. But I was working, especially the night of the party, trying to get people up to the suite. People are saying I'm at the door, can't get in. People are saying, where am I parking? What time? It was madness. But at the end of the day, everybody had an awesome, awesome time. So I just wanted to let y'all know what was happening. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This is your boy, D-Love, Damon Earl Bolden. And until next time. I'll hit y'all again. I had fun. I love y'all. Peace.